What's up?
And now we're live. Thank you for watching. My name is Ibrahim Perez.
And my name is Maria Gupari.
And we have
our guest,
Ali Hutchins.
Yes, we have a second guest for the NYC Dancer episode 2. Episode 2, people.
Welcome to the show.
Come on, come on. Energy. So, we have this amazing guest. She came all the way from
Manhattan.
All the way from Manhattan. So, a very long journey in the train.
Not really.
I meant to say, like, where are you from?
Originally, where are you from?
I'm from Alabama, originally. My family owned the studio, and I grew up there, and I danced in the local ballet company during high school, so.
That's what I'm talking about, Alabama in the house.
Are dancers?
My mom was a dancer.
Oh, okay.
My dad played hockey, and he's a chiropractor, not coordinated with, like, dancing.
Oh, that worked perfectly.
But he could skate, yeah.
So here we're gonna start talking about the show, and then just check if somebody's watching in Facebook.
Yes, I will be.
Thank you, YouTube. And guys, by the way, the NYC Dancer episode 1, 2, 3, and 300 or 5,000 that we're gonna do is gonna be in Spotify. So make sure you follow the podcast.
Spotify?
Yeah.
All right.
But I mean, you know, we put up the podcast. So you go there, you can listen to this crazy Spanish guy and the Cyprian girl with the amazing guest. Okay. So, first of all, before we even talk about it, let's just... Is nobody there?
I don't think so. Nobody's here yet.
Okay, so check the sound. Is it good?
Well...
Gotta check the sound. I think it's all good.
Are you sure you turned it on?
It's on, Maria. Just press the unmute button there.
All right, we are on.
Okay, feedback. Shut it down. Okay, let's go, Ali. So... Because we want to be sure that you guys know our guests, so we always put a little clip together about the person that we bring. So this time it's Ali. So I'm going to play you a little bit of clip of her dancing so you guys get to see her, and then we get rolling with the show.
Exactly.
She hasn't seen it yet, so, and she's going to see it. Instagram, are you watching? No, you're not.
Okay. Ready, set, go.
So give me a second because this thing, I always get it wrong.
We tried.
Okay, you tried.
Okay. You guys ready?
Take the cue. And, oh, all right.
Okay, let's check her video. So, let's roll. First question, Maria.
Okay, so why did you start dancing?
Well, my mom was a dancer, my grandma was a dancer, my grandma started the studio in Alabama like 75 years ago.
Wow.
And so I grew up just being surrounded by dance, and I was kind of doomed.
So it runs in the blood.
It does.
Yes, it's a dynasty of ballet dancers in the family,
but
Alabama.
I hear music, I have to choreograph, it's involuntary.
Okay, so you are into choreography too?
Yeah.
You know? Are you trying to work on that?
Not yet. I'm gonna try to get my career off the ground first.
She's trying to hustle.
Okay, she's dancing though right now.
Yes, yeah. Where are you dancing right now?
I'm with American Liberty Ballet. It's based out of New Jersey and New York. So.
Valerie, how you doing?
He knows everybody, look at that.
I know Valerie. Valerie runs the school and the company. Big hello for Ibrahim Perez, Manik Bari, and Ali. Maybe you can come over here and talk about your company.
Yes,
that's an open invitation.
Yes,
so
when you decided to go the dance away professionally. Did you encounter any struggles?
Yeah, so the year that I wanted to move to New York, I was hit by an SUV. It came through my family's dance studio where I was sitting, and I like bounced off of it. I had to get between 40 and 50 stitches, and I lost all of the muscle on my right leg.
Okay, hold on, go back. So she had an accident in her studio, and then a car hit her, and then that was pretty bad because she lost all movement. That's what you're saying, right?
Muscle, yeah.
So, oh my God.
I couldn't really bend my right leg very much for a while, and then it took maybe four months before I could jump, because my physical therapist said all of your body weight is going on a muscle, a leg that doesn't have muscle on it. Wow. So you could like really seriously injure, tear.
Did you ever think that you'd be able to dance again?
I was really concerned. There were a lot of days where I would come home from the studio crying, where I couldn't do what I used to do anymore. I didn't, you know, I couldn't really turn out my legs properly. It felt like I was just struggling the whole time because I couldn't really see where I was. I would get back.
Go back, yeah.
Get back to where. This is really helpful.
It's okay, it's okay, yes. Okay.
Yeah, I think it's one of the hardest things for dancers, you know, to think that you might not be able to ever do the things that you do or you used to do.
Yeah, because our life depends on our bodies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I was lucky nothing broke. It was just really bad scarring. So.
Well, I mean, I'm glad you're doing your thing. That's, you see, guys, that's what we want to do this show, because these are things that you need to hear from people. People only in the ballet world, in the dance world, they just hear about the big stars, you know, but the people that are actually trying to do it, trying to make it, getting every day, doing the classes, getting a job, trying to pay for the classes, and then on top of that audition, and then they charge you the money for the audition, and then, you know.
And then you have to go through injuries, and then...
And accidents, and trying... On top of all of that, you gotta have, like, this courage and desire to continue, carry on with this dream. So for me, you are a champion.
Yes, I am.
Okay? So,
and you know, because she just told us that she had another accident later. She told me that in the train. So
last summer at my work, I fell down a flight of stairs and I broke my tailbone. I had a whiplash injury in my neck, I decided to really focus on my placement and alignment, because the second I knew I was like not jumping or I wasn't aligned properly, I felt it in my neck. So I've been taking the time to rework my turnout.
Take care of yourself.
Okay, I got a question for you.
Because I want to keep dancing for a long time.
After all of this that you're going through, why keep going through?
Because I love it. Like,
why is it about dancing that you're willing to just fall down the stairs and go to class with crutches and with a... Why?
Like,
what is that? I'm sorry. But what I mean to say, like, why do we do this? We're so masochists. Yeah,
are we?
Yeah, we are.
I guess we are. That's just we are a little bit. But I don't know. Maybe, you know, we have goals, you know, and I feel like we're stubborn.
Yeah,
right?
You know, you put so much work into it. It's like, okay, I'm not stopping now just because this happened to me. Mm-hmm. I have to not only get back to where I was, but I have to be better than before the injury.
Yeah. Otherwise, it feels like you just quit.
Nothing. Yeah. Because, you know, especially in my case, I only have a GED, so...
A what?
A GED, a general equivalency diploma.
Okay.
I was homeschooled for high school, and that was the route that I chose to...
Yeah, but you're not the only one. 99% of dancers do that.
There's a lot of dancers, yeah.
Because, if you are in a conservatory and then you, you know, get education through the ballet school too. But normally, I think the people in the U.S., the girls, a lot of them are like homeschool.
Yeah, my family owned the studio, so I was always there, and then I would go to Mobile Ballet and
So what's the name of your mother's studio?
Sheffield School of the Dance.
Exactly, people, Alabama. So if you want to dance, go check out that studio.
Roll Tide.
Okay? You're running the family. So let me ask you something. Will you be running that studio in the future?
Oh, I have no idea. Maybe. I don't know where I'm going to be in the future. Because, I mean, it would be nice to go back and teach in Alabama, but it's also Alabama, and I never really got my driver's license.
It's okay, we can't drive either.
I was afraid to. The year It wasn't just the year I was going to move to New York. It was the summer I was going to get my driver's license, and I got hit by a car, traumatized, and I was not.
Mm-hmm.
I don't trust people. I don't trust people in cars.
Yeah,
it's just the fear that's still with you. But maybe in the future, you know, after you've done everything you wanted to do in mm-hmm. New York, maybe you'll go back and maybe choreograph there. Maybe you open a, I don't know, you want to have your own company or something?
Maybe. I'll see where I end up. Okay.
So, Ali, what is the dream job?
Dream job?
Yes.
Oh no, I'm gonna be what crazy if I talk about
it. It's okay, it's okay. What is the dream job? What is like?
The dream job?
That would be my dream, man.
The dream is the Metropolitan Opera House. Will that happen? I have no idea.
That could happen.
It is possible.
You got two choices to dance in that place. First choice, the American Ballet Theater. So you join that company and you get to dance. The second choice, to actually dance for the Met Opera.
Yes.
In which is a little bit more doable.
Yes.
Because they're still open to audition for people. Yeah. You might not be dancing the classical repertoire, but you get dance some of the choreography that they do for the opera.
Right.
So it's totally doable. I thought you were gonna say Opera de Paris and all of that, so but it's doable.
It is doable. Maybe getting
maybe supernumerary.
Maybe. But if you go through ABT, I don't think, because those people that are just there from the school and they go to the company, so mm-hmm. probably with the Met, right?
Probably.
Hey, look, I got a different mindset. You know, I used to say myself, like, my dream was to dance for the American Ballet Theater, like every Latin dancer ever. Oh, ABT. No disrespect, ABT. But I was wrong. Because after you get older, you go through life, you know, in New York City, and you have to, like, think it twice if you want to buy a cup of coffee because you got to buy shoes or because you got to pay rent. You're like, I don't really want to dance for American Ballet Theater or for the Royal Ballet. My dream is I just want to dance. And that's what I realized when I was, like, older, like, you know.
A stage is a stage, in my opinion, and as long as I can perform and just share what I love to do, I'm happy, so.
So that's wonderful, you know.
That's why we do it.
I think a lot of kids out there, I always ask, what's your dream? The first thing they say, my dream is to dance with, but nobody says, my dream is just to dance. And they'll get to that when they get older, okay? Anyway, so next question, Maria, what you got?
Next question. Well, you caught me a little bit off guard and I was so mesmerized with
it. A little what?
You caught me off guard.
Oh, caught you off guard.
Sorry, my English.
Is anybody you want to say hello?
Hmm? Oh, yeah. Oh, no. The people you want to thank. Maybe some people that you
your
want
teachers,
to thank.
Your teachers, your mother.
My mama. Thanks, Mom, for everything. She taught me a lot. Thanks to Valerie for taking me in American Liberty Ballet. It's a really good community of people there. Mm-hmm. There's no, it's not toxic. So
that's great.
I'm happy with the community.
So, Valerie, keep up the good work, girl. You're giving people opportunity and you're making difference in people. You know, you're offering things that not many people do.
Yeah.
And that's wonderful.
And I don't know you. I don't know your company.
Valerie! Maria, Valerie.
Hi, Valerie. But she sounds very happy, so I'm glad you make some environment that is possible for dancers to feel safe and don't feel so competitive. That's what you mean, right?
Yeah.
Good job, Valerie.
So, what are your heroes in dance? Or in life?
My mama.
That's it, mama. What's the name of your mother?
Teresa.
It's Teresa. Nice to meet you. Wonderful, wonderful artist. We have a surprise, mama.
We have a surprise?
She's gonna be part of one of our dance.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So stay tuned.
You've probably never seen us before. My name is Ibrahim.
My name is Maria.
So, you know, nice to meet you, Miss Teresa. I'm sorry, my Spanish is bad. I hope
your Spanish is bad?
I mean, my English. I hope you don't get offended because I called you Miss Teresa. Teresa.
She's Italian, it doesn't matter.
Teresa, nice to meet you. So yes, we wanna bring your girl, your beautiful daughter, be part of our little kind of movie we're making. It's gonna be great. You're gonna like it a lot.
Maybe one more thing, maybe tell us one fun fact about you.
Fun fact?
Yes, that's a good question. Thank you, that's nice.
Huh?
Fun fact about Ali.
Usually my fun fact is that I've been hit by a car.
I mean, that's crazy. You survive and you're here to tell the tale.
I guess it's a fun fact.
You know what I mean? I want to tell something. I'm sorry. I'm going to cut you right now. I'm going to say something. This girl right here is an example. You know why? Because a lot of dancers out there, they complain about everything. You know, and they're just like lucky that they haven't encountered something that hard. Like that, like being hit by a car and lose all your muscle in yours inside of your body, and you don't even know if you're ever gonna dance.
Yeah. And you see the scars on your legs, and you look at everybody else in the room that has like these perfect, unharmed legs, and you're just like, well, people are gonna look at my legs and be like, that's really ugly.
And the thing is, like, what I feel is like these people will never understand that because they come from a different background and they have it all. You know,
and it's different when it's something that you love. When it's almost taken away from you, then you really know how much you love it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're a champion. You changed my mind.
You fight to get it back.
I complain about my toe because you know, I gotta do physical therapy, the injury and all of that.
That is true. Yeah, he complains about his toe.
What happened to your toe?
I got a surgery. They have to remove some bone there. But you came back from an accident that could be really bad. Was really bad, but actually, you know, you couldn't be here. That's like you survive it, and on top of that, like you getting up every day, getting together to your team, dancing, and working hard to pursue what you love. And that for me, you got my respect forever.
Thank you.
Don't cry.
I'm not gonna cry. I'm good.
Okay, you got my respect, and I want to bring things like that to you guys because I feel like
I think it's important to listen to that.
I feel ballet is too toxic with the same thing, you know, like.
Not that. I feel like ballet seems to be too perfect. You know, you have this idea that everything needs to be perfect, like, but no, it's part of life. You know, you have to go through things that you probably never imagined you have to, but you have to keep going.
And I'm sure Ali probably see life very different after.
Exactly.
Very, yeah.
Yeah, you know, like when you're confronted with things like this, I've never been into a position that is like my
me
life.
Me neither, yeah.
But when I was in a hospital, being ready to be open, I remember that. So you know, but I also was questioning, like, will I be able to be the same guy? Will I be able to dance the same way? It's all these questions that hit you. For you guys out there, you know, if you got everything going on for you, you know, be thankful because things can change in a second like that. She was sitting in her studio.
I was collecting tuition. It was a children's dance class happening. My mom was teaching. And, you know, I only heard the sound of the motor where he hit the gas. He was, what was happening, there was the parking lot across the street for the post office, and our dance studio was in the shopping center across the street. And it was a busy street. It was by the college. And so I just thought, oh, somebody's on their motorcycle, just like speeding down the highway. But then the next thing I knew it, I was just bombarded by debris. And I was lucky that I was sitting on one of those exercise balls. So instead of going with the car, I bounced off of it. And I was the only person that called 911. I didn't even know that I was just covered in blood. Sorry.
Oh my God.
I didn't know until somebody ran up behind me and they were like gesturing to my legs like, and I'm like, what? I'm on the phone with 911. They hang up with me on the first try, and I called them yourself again. Yeah, I brought my phone with me, and this guy comes up to me, and he's like, your legs. And I look down, and I'm like, oh no, that's not good. It didn't feel real.
We didn't feel it right away.
It didn't feel real. I didn't feel anything. I didn't feel anything until the next day. It was really painful. Like in the drugstore, like they closed by the time I got out of the hospital, so I didn't get any of the antibiotics to prevent infection or my painkillers to keep the swelling down. And so I just woke up. I couldn't fall asleep that night. It was.
You're a weird.
Oh my God, let me tell you something. I'm shocked.
I don't care if you ever dance in man. To be honest with you, I don't care if you ever make it to Paris Opera Ballet, Royal Ballet. It doesn't matter. That shit don't matter. You're a survivor, girl. You are like a champion. And if I was you, I'd use that talent you got and I put that story you told me into dance.
Maybe one of these days.
I'm saying, seriously, like it's just hard to hear because you know you picture
it.
Then we are dancers, so you know we cannot do feel your pain because we are the same. And then I don't know what I would do. I probably pass out.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be able to call 911. I'd be like, ah, fainted.
Well, the car was in the studio room, and
what happened to the guy? Did he stay there helping?
There were four people in the car, and they were all okay. We did lose one of the grandmothers of the children in the room, but all the kids, they were sitting in a pike stretch, mm-hmm. like this. The car hit a pipe in the wall and then bounced, but they all went back like this, so they were all unharmed. And my mom had jumped out of the way, and she'd been dancing her whole life like me. But she never had an injury, a knee injury, until the day that she jumped out. She like tore her MCL.
Wow. So this is what I have something in mind when you were talking. What happened? Did you find out what happened to the driver?
I never found out if it was caused by epilepsy or a diabetic coma. They said it was a heart attack, but he was walking around afterwards. We don't know.
Wow. Anyway, don't think about that anymore. Thank you for sharing, because that's amazing.
That story shocked me a little bit.
I mean,
bit,
you're telling me, I got good goosebumps right now.
Yeah.
Not complaining at all. You should be my teacher. Should give me classes to get over that.
Yeah. I'm sure it was harder, like, mentally.
It was very hard. I was diagnosed with PTSD, and I went to therapy, but it was mostly just like talking about it that helped.
Mm-hmm.
So having a good support network, if you're ever in something like that, you need to have friends and family that can like help you out. You have to talk about it. It's the only way to get it to stop playing over and over in your head, because when you go through something traumatic like that, it doesn't stop. You can't control it. Like, if you hear a sound that's similar to it, it can like just
trigger,
cause you to relive it. Yeah. So I'm still to this day uncomfortable when I hear the sound of an engine revving up. I like look around like to make sure that nothing's coming my way. But even if I'm on like the third floor of a building, not on the ground floor, I still don't like the sound. It doesn't make it play over again, but it's still jarring.
Yeah.
So while you guys working, I want to change the subject because I don't want you to keep talking about
that. Yeah, I know.
Because it's great, you share it, but you hear, you know, and that's just a bad memory. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
So what you guys working with Valerie right now?
Oh, yes. She was actually talking to me about it on the train because I met her on the Times Square.
I was waiting here, people, because they didn't make it on time. I apologize.
But I wanted to make sure she didn't get lost with the train. So sometimes.
But I wasn't clear. I didn't give her like good directions. So I'm sorry.
Yeah, you were like, get off at this station.
And the
like,
way we were
Google Maps tells me to get on this train and then transfer to the same line train
I'm
to
sorry.
Get back. I'm confused.
I'm so sorry.
But I'm glad I was coming from Times Square, so I met her there. Yeah. And she was telling me about this ballet, the Valerie?
Joan Liu is I think. Yeah. It's her first full-length ballet, and it's kind of a neoclassical. There's some little jazzy moments in there. If you could see in that little compilation clip in the beginning, I used to do jazz dancing.
Just a jazzarina first.
Oh. Jazzarina, yeah.
Somebody's watching live.
That was my Instagram before I was Average Bunhead. Now it's...
Tell them your Instagram.
I am Average Bunhead, and it's not a hairstyle, it's a lifestyle.
So average, I will tag you. I'll put you so people
yes.
can see you.
Yeah. So I can still pull this back, but it's not really like my
not
old. It's not my old hairstyle that I used to wear everywhere anymore.
Can you tell what you're working for?
Yes.
Or you're
not allowed? I have a lot of different roles in there. I'm in the big group numbers. I've got a solo. I'm in a trio. I'm in a couple duets. So
when is this happening? When is it happening? When is the show?
The show is in June. We've got some other promo shows coming up. I have to like look up the exact dates of all of those.
Mm-hmm.
So guys, if you're in New York City and you're gonna see Ali performing live, make sure you go check out Liberty Ballet.
And American this is Liberty Ballet.
American,
yeah.
Yes, Valerie. We give you a shout out. Yes, Valerie.
Joan, give you a shout out.
So, go check it out. So, it'd be great. And also, she'll be working for us too. I mean, not for us, with us.
We're
working on that thing, you know, the pirate thing that we're trying to do.
Yeah, with the pirate thing we've been talking to you about for a while.
So, for a while, but it's a long process because it's just two people doing all of this. But
It's
a role there that, you know, you're going to be doing. It's going to be in a tavern. It's going to be a very nice dance there.
Yeah.
So, you're going to be there. But I don't know when yet because we still have to figure out the much, but you're gonna get there. We're gonna rehearse. I'm gonna film it. So that's pretty much. Is that it? Okay. You wanna say hello to somebody? You know, hey, you know, this is the time. Tell them what you think.
Hi.
I don't know. You know, your friends, your roommate. Yeah. Hey, hello, Johnny. Hey.
Oh, maybe the people
Hi,
that
Gabby.
Were next to you.
Hi, Laura, if you're seeing this. Hi, Miss Dari. How are y'all? No, I have a lot of friends.
So say hello to people you're gonna say, yeah.
Hi, Lizzie. Hi, Dad. Hi, Colin. How are y'all? Love you. Mwah.
Yes.
And we're sorry we forgot anybody. We caught her off guard, sorry.
It's okay, yes.
I wasn't prepared for shout-outs.
It's okay, you know, yeah. My mother is always watching, but right now she's probably picking up my
And my sister is watching.
Hello, Lito! Thank you for watching. Number one fan. She's number one fan.
Yeah, my sister always watching it.
She's always watching. Like, she's like obsessed with my personality. You know, she loves too much. Thank you for watching, Lito. Anyway,
well, I feel like we have to kind of wrap it up a little bit because...
Yeah, we gotta work. We gotta do
yes.
things.
She...
The thing is that we want to keep this show live, okay? That's the thing.
Yes, drink your tea.
So, hey, Antonio, thank you for watching. Appreciate you from Instagram. Thank you for watching.
And thank you, everybody, for watching. This is Ali with her username for Instagram. It's Average Bunhead. You can follow her.
And she's NYC Dancer Episode 2, okay? Amazing person. Going through amazing things in her life, and she keep doing what she loves.
Exactly, that was
and
amazing.
That's what matters. That's what counts. Okay, so big titles and big tours and big contracts doesn't really matter sometimes. It's just the kind of people you are and how hard you're working for what you want to get.
Exactly.
Okay.
So episode 2 is coming to the end. If you are watching and you will want to be part of this, send us a message and we'll be in touch with you.
Yes, guys. if you wanna be part of this. Let us know, you know, we want to open the doors for people to come and share their stories.
Exactly.
And, you know, get to tell people why they love dancing so much. Ali, if you can put dance or the love for your dance, hold on, live video, I always messed up, so apologize. If you can
put in one word,
your what love. Dance represents to you, which one will it be?
Passion.
La pasión.
Pathos in Greek.
Pathos. Oh. Okay. Anyway, so guys, thank you for watching. Thank you very much, Ali, for
thank
being
you very
here.
Much.
I appreciate
you. Having
you.
Me.
No problem. Anytime, just let me know in advance when you knock the door.
Yeah. Just
what?
You know. Just shoot them a message.
So,
they're
you
very
know,
nice
say,
people.
You know, come over and just say, knock the door first or text me. Don't come like that because I might come and I'm going to be like fixing my hair and, you know what I mean? My studio is my house, okay? For those of you who don't know, apartment studio become a TV studio.
Yeah, New York City is expensive, sorry.
Yeah, we don't have the time or the resources to be renting a big studio, so we'll do it here. Anyway, so Ibrahim Perez.
And Maria Kupari.
And Ali Hutchins.
So thank you so much for watching, guys.
We will be signing out. We wish you a beautiful day and keep dancing and keep love dancing.
Yes, yeah, so right now I'm just going to sign out. Have a good day, guys. Thank you for watching.
Bye.